Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
Right now, I want to get to my special guest. He is Missouri Governor Mike Parson, at Governor Parson MO, if you want to follow him on Twitter. Governor, congratulations on your big victory yesterday on this workforce development plan and the GM incentives.
Thank you, Mark. We was glad to get that done, and it was definitely a big win for us yesterday.
Yeah, you know, what was your response to the conservative caucus down there in the Senate who really went to the mat and filibustered for 24 hours because of their concern over the additional spending, the fast track kind of program, the slush fund? They're concerned that once you start something like that, as we've all determined with government programs, they rarely shrink in size.
Well, I think one of the things, we met with them, all of them, over the last course of several weeks and yesterday including, to make sure, hey, look, if we can get you more comfortable with this and make sure of those things that you're talking about, Mark, that this doesn't become a runaway program, we're more than willing to sit down with them and discuss that. But right now we put sunset provisions in it. We put caps on everything. And so there is limits to what can be done in the program. And the other thing we put in there, one of the requests that group had, we put a three-year sunset in there, which means they're going to have the opportunity to get to see, does this program really work? Is it successful? And what will we do with it in the future? So we tried to do a lot of things there to compromise on that to make sure everybody was comfortable for it. And it was the right thing to do for Missouri.
Yeah. So is that the sunset provision, I'm sorry, was that on the Economic Development Fund or is that on the Fast Track program?
It was actually on Fast Track, and it was also on some pieces of the workforce development pieces on there also. There were several provisions in there, several caps that were put in there. We want to do the best we can to make sure we're utilizing tax dollars that we're responsible for these programs. And, Mark, I think I just told you guys the other day when I was up there, you know, I've tried to approach this whole thing from a business perspective, not from a government perspective per se. You know, what is the best deal we can do for the taxpayers, and what do we get in return for our investment? And that's something I always look at when we start one of these programs.
What do you think we're going to get here? I mean, I know GM's promising some investment in the Wentzville plant, a pretty substantial investment, and as part of that, they ask for some of this workforce development, correct? What was that? Can you tell us?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you go through the job training portion of it, but those are programs that were already existing programs, too. You know, I think one of the things they're going to look at is how do they retain the workforce they have, because like so many companies, a lot of those senior employers are leaving, or employees are leaving, and how are you replacing them, and what's that market out there to replace them? But just not General Motors. All businesses are feeling that crunch. So I think that's why the program was so important to establish that workforce, to have the people in the pipeline for the future.
Let me get you to explain to people your version, your view of the fast track legislation that's now passed, and because you know a lot of the opponents of it, and I might have heard Bob Onder say this, I can't swear to this, but I know that some of the opponents of it said that what's the difference between giving free education, which isn't free, obviously taxpayers are funding it in this particular case, versus something like we're seeing some of these proposals on the national stage by Bernie Sanders and some others?
Yeah, I think the huge difference in that right here, if somebody gets into the program, one, there's the responsibilities are clawback. So it's much more of a loan than it ever is a grant. So they have, one, complete the program. Two, they have to go into the workforce. Three, they have to stay in Missouri to even get this. If they fail any of that, then that essence turns into a loan. You got to pay it back. But if you compare it to Bright Flight and A-plus that we do right now, there is no strings to that. We basically just allow some kid coming out of school to get all those programs, whether they complete it or not. So actually, Fast Track has more clawback provisions in it than any of the other education things that we're doing.
Yeah, so if I remember correctly, somebody who's over the age of 25, an adult in the state of Missouri can go either finish a degree or go back to school for 2 years, and the tuition is picked up by this program?
Yeah, that's correct. It's the age is 25, and the reason 25 we kind of picked is most people by that time have settled down a little bit. They're out there in the workforce, and they're probably going to have an opportunity to up their skills or get into a trade that pays a little more, which helps the economy. The other thing, they got to be in a class of 80,000 or less for a household, or 40,000 or less for an individual. So you can kind of see the market we're going after there, and that's the middle class workers in there that's just trying to make a living and just trying to really up their game a little bit, give them the skills they need to be successful.
Yeah, Governor, on in terms of the Economic Development Fund, I guess you have as governor, or whoever would be governor in the future, would have. Do you have pretty wide discretion in how that money is used to attract new businesses?
Well, again, we've tightened that up pretty good with cap space. We put that another sunset in there. And most of the provisions in here, Mark, that we're doing lines up pretty well with the President of the United States. I mean, we've met with him. We've met with him and Ivanka I have personally on this. But the strategy he's doing for the United States, trying to bring businesses here, trying to bring companies back here, trying to expand that workforce, all of these is part of that plan or part of that program that we retain jobs. And Missouri has every opportunity to do that by keeping those jobs here, by bringing businesses here. You know, when you talk about the General Motors piece of this, it's not just General Motors piece. It's all the subcontractors are out there that feed into that. This project's going to take 3 years to build this thing. I mean, that's thousands and thousands upon employees that's going to be working, our construction workers. But that's where Fast Track will come in to feed some of that workforce demands for that, and then replace some of those people that are working there.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we're talking to Governor Mike Parson. So I mean, can you give me an example of how you might apply some of those funds if a company's thinking of relocating in Missouri?
Well, I think, one, all the companies look for training situations. What is that market? So if a company comes here, for example, and if they're going to invest in our state, we're going to get them, try to tie them up with a community college. We're going to try to get them up with a trade school to be able to help make sure we can maintain that workforce for them in the future. So, and that's the things they look at. They look at, okay, yeah, I can move a company here, but when I start retaining these employees or rehiring, does Missouri have the tools a year, 2 years, 5 years down the road to maintain that?
That's a great point. We're 24, well, a little over, probably 48 hours away from the end of this legislative session, Governor. Right. The heartbeat bill is still pending out there, I know. What are you hoping that realistically we're going to get accomplished by Friday night?
Yeah, I think the heartbeat bill definitely is something I think will get done. I believe that will get done. There's a couple of issues that said, you know, Clean Missouri still got to be addressed out there. That's out there. We're going to see what happens there. There's some tort reform issues out there that I'd like to see get across the finish line. So I think there's still some priorities left out there to get done. Definitely the heartbeat, I think, is the main priority right now for us to get that across the finish line. That's huge.
Yeah, that's been pretty controversial in other parts of the state. I know that. And I know that having served in the legislature, you know how intricate some of the tricky details can be sometimes. There's an article this morning in one of the newspapers suggesting that there's a technical reason why there may not be ultimately be a vote on that Clean Missouri bill. Have you heard otherwise? You think there's going to be an effort to get that to the floor?
Oh, I think there'll be an effort to get it to the floor. I don't know about the technical changes. I mean, you hear a lot of things, but right now I think that's definitely going to catch a lot of attention, and it should, but it needs to come to the floor. It needs to be discussed, and I think there's lots of problems in that provision, and they need to be addressed.
Very good. Governor Mike Parson, I appreciate your time this morning, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
Yep. Have a great day. Appreciate that. Good, candid conversation with the governor there. He's obviously proud that that bill passed. It's what he'd been pushing for.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.